们请来读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, shall we first read a few passages in the Bible, please?
首先，我们请来看约翰福音第一章。
First, the Gospel according to John, chapter.
对不起，约翰一书二章二十七节。
Excuse me, First John, chapter 2, verse 27.
约翰一书第二章二十七节。
The first epistle of John, for, chapter 2, verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的，你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him.
第二处圣经我们请看腓立比书第四章第六跟第七节。
The second reference is from Philippians chapter 4.Verses 6 and 7.
腓立比书第四章六跟七节。
Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Be anxious for nothing.But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
最后我们请读罗马书第八章。
Lastly, we will read Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章我们请读第五跟第六节。
Romans 8, verses 5 and 6.
因为随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。体贴肉体就是死，体贴圣灵乃是生命平安。
For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
好，我们圣经暂时读到这里。开始之前，我们请低头，再有一点祷告，一同来仰望我们的主。
Now we pause here from our scripture reading. Before we start, shall we all our heads and lift out our hearts to our God and hope in Him.
主，我们实在满心感谢能够再一次与众圣徒一同聚集在你慈恩的宝座前。
Lord, we're filled with thanksgiving that all together, all of us, your saints can be gathered together in the presence of your throne.
我们的心向你举起，我们来向你俯伏，向你敬拜。
We lift up our hearts to you and we bow down and worship you.
因为你是这一位万王之王，你是万主之主。
For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
在一切的事上，你为大。
You should have the preeminence in all things.
我们是在满心的感谢主，我们能够在你儿子救赎的底下成为神的儿女。
We just give you thanksgiving with all our heart that in the redemption of your Son, we now become your children.
我们不仅靠着他的宝血。得蒙了拯救。
Not only are we saved by His precious blood,
我们更是从他领受这复活生命。
But also we receive this resurrection life,
就是圣灵保惠师住在我们的里面。
That is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, indwells us.
他乃是三而一的神住在我们的心中。
Who is the Triune God who lives in our hearts?
带领我们一生来。跟随你
leading us all of our life to follow you,
在我们身上做那奇妙更新变化的工作
and also in us he does that wonderful, amazing renewing work in us.
你要把我们磨成你爱子 荣耀的形象。
Because you want to conform us to the image of your beloved Son.
哦，主啊，这一个浩大的救恩实在超过我们所求所想。
Oh Lord, this tremendous grace certainly surpasses all that we can ask and think.
当我们每一次聚集的时候，我们只有说我们感谢你。
So every time when we are gathered together, well, all we could say is, Lord, we thank you.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
你的意念高过人的意念。
For your thought is above the thoughts of man.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
Your way is above our way.
当我们早晨一同聚在你的跟前。
This morning as we gather in your presence.
我们一同在这里等候你对我们说话。
Together we wait on you to speak to us.
愿你的话再次来向我们解开。
Let your word once again be unfolded in us.
你的话也成为灵，成为我们的生命。
So that it will become our spirit and our life.
好叫我们重新得力，再次能够快跑地跟随你。
So that we will be re-strengthened and once again we'll run quickly after you.
求你用宝血来遮盖啊，你无用的仆人。
Lord, cover your useless servant with your precious blood.
让这里实在是成为一个圣洁的所在。
So that this is the holy ground.
让圣灵能够自由在我们中间运行。
So that the Holy Spirit can move freely in our midst.
你的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
For where your spirit is, there is liberty.
愿你亲自来点活你自己的话。
Lord, quicken your word.
愿你的话在我们的里面成为这个力量，成为每日更新的泉源。
So that your word will become our inner strength and also the very source of renewing.
我们一同等候仰望在你的跟前。
Lord, together we wait before you and look unto you.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and also give thanks to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在感谢主。
Brothers and sisters, we really thank our Lord.
在过去几次的聚会当中。
In the past a few sessions, we have been together.
我们能够交通到更丰盛的生命。
That we are able to fellowship on the theme, the more abundant life.
那在这一个题目的里面，我们讲到圣灵如何带领我们进入这个更丰盛的生命。
And we have been mentioning that how the Holy Spirit has been leading us into this life more abundantly.
因为主拯救我们。乃是要我们得着那更丰盛的生命。
Because this is the very purpose that the Lord saves us so that we could receive this abundant life.
那我们上一次交通到主乃是要来借着他的圣灵把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
Last time we shared on this point that the Lord is conforming us to the image of his Son through the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵保惠师从主复活升天之后，在五旬节的时候就已经降临到地上来。
The Holy Spirit of the Comforter has descended upon the earth on the day of Pentecost after he has ascended onto heaven.
并且圣灵保惠师今天在我们每一位蒙恩得救人的心中开始在工作。
And also the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, has been working in us, everyone who has been saved by His grace.
在罗马书第八章那里告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 8 we read,
那一位鉴察人心的知道神的旨意。
The one who searches the mind of God knows the will of Him.
他能够按着神的旨意为圣徒代求。
Therefore, Holy Spirit is interceding for all the saints according to the will of God.
他叫万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And also, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord.
就是我们这一班被神旨意所召的人。
Whom are called by the will of God.
他预先所知道的人。
So those whom he foreknew.
就召我们来。
He also called.
那他招我们来， 就是要叫我们得荣耀。
And he called us in order that we could be glorified.
但是万事互相效力，就是要我们能够被磨成神儿子的形象。
So all things work together for good, so that we could be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我想这是神在整全本圣经，或者可以这样说呢，在整个人类的身上呢，一个最高的一个心意。
So we could say it in this way. This is the highest goal of God in the whole Bible or in the whole mankind.
但是这个跟我们人的思想呢，常常有一个很大的差别。
But this is so contrary to our man's common thoughts.
很多的时候，我们自己愿意来到教会中。
Sometimes we do want to come to the church.
比方讲，我们还没有得救以前。
For example, before we're saved.
也许我们带着许多的愁苦重担。
Maybe we come to the church with so much grieving and so much heavy burden.
也许我们带着一个好奇的心。
Or it could be that we came to the church with a curiosity.
我想很少人带着一个寻求真理的心。
But very few, I imagine, came to the church with a seeking heart.
来到教会当中。
And came to the church.
但是感谢主。
But we do thank the Lord.
不管我们带着各样的需要。
Whether we've come with all kinds of needs.
我们来到了教会里面。
But since we have come to the church.
神怜悯了我们。
And God does show His mercy.
神拯救了我们。
So he saved us.
当我们得了这个救恩之后，
And after we have received this salvation,
我们心中所想望的常常还是为我们自己。
Even though in our hearts, all that we desire is for ourselves.
我们盼望主能够保守我们在地上的生活平安。
We hope that the Lord would watch over our life on earth so that everything will be peaceful for us.
我的功课能够好。
And I would do well in school.
我能够上一个好的大学。
I would go to a good college.
我能够找一个好的工作。
I could get a good job.
我能够跟一个好的配偶结婚。
And I would have a very good spouse later on.
我能够在地上成家立业。
So I would get married and I would start building my own family.
我能够在事业上有所发达。
And then I would be also prosperous in my career.
我能够年老的时候身体还能够强健。
And maybe when I'm old, I would be relatively in good health.
最好平平安安的能够度过这一生。
And the best part is I would just go through my whole life in peace.
这是我们常常在主面前我们所盼望的。
And this is the desire that we often have before God.
但是许多的时候，神似乎对这一切在圣经里面给我们的开启不是太多。
But it seems seldom the Lord would enlighten this aspect of our desires in the Bible.
我常常在想，为什么许多神的儿女对于读主的话感到非常的孤单。
And I often think, why is it so many of the children of God always feel that studying God's word is so dry?
因为我们的想望是一个方向。
Because our desire, our longing is in one direction.
主的所要是另外一个。
And the Lord seeking is in another.
这两个常常不能够交集在一起。
And these two lines don't seem to be able to intersect.
这我们必须要在主面前好好的思想。
After this point, we really have to think about it closely before the Lord.
但是我们好好去思想神的话的时候，
As we ponder God's word closely,
神把我们在地上所想望的这一切，在他的眼中是极小的事情。
In the sight of God, all our longings in our respect is such a small thing.
神所看重的乃是我们这个人。
What he cherishes is we as people.
千山的牛，万山的羊，全宇宙都是整的。
Because the whole universe, all the flock of thousands mountains and herd of 10,000 hills are all his.
我们是属物质的人。
Because we are men of material.
我们所想望的都是物质的东西。
So what we long for are basically material things.
但是神何等盼望把他的儿子荣耀的形象做成在我们的身上。
But how our God longs to be able to form the very image of His Son in us.
神他的心意跟我们的想法恐怕有一点很大的不同。
So God's heart, His intent is very much different from that of ours.
神乃是盼望我们能够先成为他手中的工作。
God hopes that we first will become the handiwork of His hand.
然后他乐意把他一切的丰富赏赐给我们。
Then He delights to give us all of His fullness.
我们从圣经里面就可以看到这个。
And as to this point, we could see it from the Bible.
我们从亚伯拉罕的身上。
From Abraham.
亚伯拉罕从加勒底的乌尔离开那里，来到神所应许的迦南地。
He left Ur of the Chaldea and he came to the land of promise.
神一开始就已经讲明要来祝福他。
And at the very beginning, God had already declared that he would bless him.
但是神没有马上就给他。
However, God did not fulfill the promise right away.
神必须要在他的身上做许多的带领，许多的工作。
Because God first had to do so much leading, so much work in Abraham.
当他的生命在神面前开始被更新、被变化、被改正的时候，神的祝福、属地的这些祝福，自然就临到这个人的身上。
When Abraham in God's hand was being transformed, renewed, and also corrected, and then God's blessing would come upon him so readily.
当亚伯拉罕被带到一个地步，他的财富富可敌国。
And also when Abraham's riches were reached to such an extent that none of the countries are is able to compare with his.
但是我们看见，当亚伯拉罕他有这样的丰富的时候，他的心却不被这些所抓住。
However, we read that even though Abraham was so affluent, his heart was never seized by all these material things.
他的心乃是完全的向着神。
Instead, his heart was totally toward his God.
到一个地步，他可以把他最心爱的以撒完全的献上。
To such an extent that he was willing to offer his beloved Isaac to God.
同样的，我们在大卫的身上也可以看见这个。
So likewise, we see the same thing in David.
神一开始就高了大卫。
God had already anointed David at the very beginning.
但是神并没有把国马上给他。
However, God did not deliver his kingdom to David right away.
相反的，神必须在这个人的身上做许多拆毁的工作。
On the contrary, God did so much of the work of destruction in David.
然后重新的建造。
And then rebuild his work in David.
一直到一个地步。
Until
神看为可以。
God thought it's time, it's okay now.
国自然临到这个人的身上。
And then the kingdom came upon David.
一切的荣耀，一切的尊贵，自然就临到这个人的身上。
And then all the glory, all the honor just came to him so readily.
这些在神看来是极小的事情。
All the material things are deemed so trivial in the sight of God.
但是神却能够得到一个合他心意的王。
But through it all, God was able to find this very king who went after his heart.
所以我们从神在人类身上的工作
Now, from the work that God has been performing in us,
我们就看见神在我们身上所花的心血是何等的大
We could really sense how great God's work and effort that He has put in us.
那神今天怎样工作呢
Now, how does God work in us today?
那就是借着圣灵
And then that's through His Holy Spirit.
圣灵啊，就是在罗马书第八章我们刚刚所交通的这段话里面，他要来做同样的一个工作，在我们每一个人的身上。
As in Romans 8, in the two verses we just shared, that we know that God is working in us through His Holy Spirit today.
神乐意把一切的丰富、荣耀、尊贵赏给我们。
Because it is His delight to give us all of His glory and fullness.
但是必须是一个长大成熟的儿子。才能够承受这一切。
Only the son who has grown to maturity is able to receive all this.
所以我们再一次也交通道。
So last time we also fellowship on.
从圣经的里头，我们看见圣灵他工作只有一个方法。
We fellowship from the Bible that throughout the whole.Scriptures that the Holy Spirit has only one method to work in us.
那这一个方法就是十字架。
And this very method is the cross.
我们看见在加拉太书第五章。
And in Galatians we read.
那里讲到圣灵所结的果子。
It speaks of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
那里就讲到十字架怎样在我们身上跟我们的肉体啊。圣灵跟肉体怎样相争，但是一个想要让圣灵在我们身上有属灵的果子的人啊，必须要背起我们的十字架来跟随主。
It teaches that how the spirit wrestles against the flesh, and for a person to really bear the fruit of the spirit, he has to take up his cross to follow the Lord.
好，我们今天继续要来往前看。
So today we would like to consider further on.
我们今天继续来往前看的时候，我们常常要问到一个问题。
As we consider, take another, a further step, we would like to pose a question.
我怎么知道这是圣灵给我的，啊，在我身上的带领？
That is, how do I know this is the leading from the Holy Spirit in me?
我怎么知道这个功课，十字架的功课是出于主的呢？
How do I know the very lesson of the cross is from the Lord?
或者我怎么知道这个负担在我的里面是出于神的呢？
Or, how do I know the burden within me is from God?
或者另外一面来说。
Or from another side to this is,
我们常常听到有弟兄姊妹告诉我们说
As we often hear brothers and sisters tell us
主给我这一个负担就是这样
Now this is the burden that the Lord has given me
或者说主啊给我的一个启示或者开启呢就是这样
Or they would say this is the Lord's vision, the enlightening
我们听了很羡慕
And as we hear of this, we say we envy them.
他怎么会有主这样的启示呢？
How could he have this kind of revelation from God?
我记得在十几年前的时候
I remember 10+ years ago.
我碰到一位弟兄
I ran into a brother.
他年纪比我小一点
He was a bit younger than I.
信主的年日跟我差不多
And it's about the same year since we have believed in the Lord.
那时候我差不多信主才四五年左右。
I think it's about when I believe in the Lord, 4 or 5 years later.
我第一次碰到他呢，跟他有一些交通。
And then at that time, that's the first time I ran into him, so I had some fellowship with him.
他讲到某一些事情的时候，他说主就是这样告诉我的。
And as he mentioned certain things, he would say, well, this is exactly how the Lord taught me.
然后他又提到哪一些事情的时候，他说主是这样开启我的。
And then again he mentioned other things, and he would say, "This is how the Lord enlightened me."
我听了呢，非常的讶异。
And I was very shocked.
哎，他怎么会有主的启示？我怎么从来没有这样的经历呢
？How come he could have all this revelation from God, and I have never had this kind of experiences?
从那时候开始。
Since then on.
我在主面前也有一个盼望。
Before the Lord, I just had this yearning.
我说主啊，他所得着的你跟我得着的你没有两样。
Lord, he is the very one that you are the very one that he received, and there's no difference between the very God that I received.
所以呢，我开始在主面前也有一些。在这一方面的寻求。
Therefore, in this respect, I also started to pursue after him.
慢慢的也可以开始有一点的经历。
Then step by step, I started having some experiences on this.
所以，当我们开始在这一方面有经历的时候
，and after we start having this kind of experiences.
我们所得到的救恩呢，在我们的里面，好像就带领我呢，又更深进入到一个我所不认知的一个境界里头去。
After I have this kind of experiences and the salvation that I have received seems to lead me into a different sphere.
那我们刚刚所读到的约翰福音。约翰一书第二章二十七节那里所讲到的。
Now John, First John 2:27.
这里呢，其实就讲到我们怎样开始进到一个真正属灵的一个生活。
This verse tells us as how do we start really entering into the spiritual life.
他说：“你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里。”
The verse says, "The anointing which you have received from Him abides in you."
并不用人教训你们。
And you do not need that anyone teach you.
是由主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things,
这恩膏是真的。
And it's true.
不是假的。
And it's not a lie.
你们要按着这个恩膏。
And just as it has taught you,
住在主里面。
You abide in him.
这个恩膏呢，告诉了我们。
This anointing.
这个恩膏实在说来，是一个膏油。
Is an ointment, and he has taught us.
当主在每一次要教训我们的时候
，At every time when the Lord is to discipline us.
圣灵好像这个膏油涂抹在我们的心中。
This Holy Spirit is just like this ointment being applied in our heart.
你会有那一个非常舒服的一个感觉。
You will have this refreshing feeling.
在哥罗西书那里讲到说，主的平安在我们里面做主。
Now in Colossians we read that let the peace of God rule in your heart.
那一个平安呢？似乎可以说到这个恩膏在我们里面涂抹那个感觉。
That peace could be served as the very feeling as the Holy Spirit is anointing you.
并且这个恩膏呢，是一直住在我们的里面的。
And also this anointing constantly abiding us.
因为圣灵住在我们的里面。
Because Holy Spirit indwells us.
当他来带领我们的时候，恩膏的感觉就会开始涂抹在我们的里头。
As he comes to lead us, this anointing will be applied within us.
并且他在这里讲呢。
And also the verse says.
他要在凡事上教导我们。
That anointing will teach us concerning all things.
这个凡事呢，是指所有的事。
This all things means everything.
不管大事。普通的事，小的事。
Regardless of the small, ordinary or great matters.
当我们来寻求他的时候，他会来教导我们。
As we come to seek him, then the Holy Spirit, the anointing will teach us.
你比方讲。
For example.
我啊，上个礼拜
last week
公司有一个大老板举办的一个 party，
and there was this big party that's given to us by our big boss。
因为我们那个 group 有两个人哎升官了。
Because in my group, two of the, them were promoted.
他们一个要调到德国去，一个要调到马来西亚去。
One would transfer to Germany, the other to Malaysia.
我们大老板呢很高兴。
So our boss is very pleased.
所以邀我们一百多个人呢到餐厅去吃饭。
So he invited all of the employees to a restaurant, and there were about 100 people.
那很不巧呢，那一天是礼拜二的晚上。
And unfortunately, just the party happened on Tuesday night.
所以我就在主面前，我说主啊，要不要去呢？
So before the Lord, I was asking Lord, should I go?
大家知道礼拜二晚上是什么日子？
Do you all know what is Tuesday night?
礼拜二不是选举日。
Not the election day.
礼拜二晚上是教会的祷告日。
That's the prayer day for the whole church.
我跟主说呢，主给我一个感觉。
And I asked the Lord just show me this feeling.
其实这些事情呢，啊，在神的眼中有比在主面前祷告还来的重要吗？
He just gave me the sense that is this more important than praying to before him with the whole church?
当然，就着天然人的想法，这是大老板请的一个 party。
According to my natural thinking, I would think that well, this is the VIP of my company who gave this party.
所有的老板全部都要到场。
All the other company heads would be there.
所有的这些啊，对我们 evaluation 的人都在场。
All those who would do the evaluation of our work would be there.
如果我们这些小喽啰不到的话
，If we the little ones do not go，
太不给面子了。
Then we are not really showing our appreciation to them.
或者对这些人来说，我们实在太不知好歹。
And to them, they probably would think we really don't know what's good for us.
但是主给我一个深深的感觉呢。
However, the Lord gave me this deep sense.
主在掌权。
That He reigns.
一切都在主的手中，
Everything、
不是在人的手中。
Is in His hand, not in man.
所以不去 party， 不吃那一顿饭，对身体也许还好一点。
Maybe if I did not go to that party, did not enjoy that big meal, it's probably better for my health.
感谢主呢，主在这些事上，他。告诉我们当如何行。
Thank the Lord, He is teaching us how to walk even in these small matters.
这些是真的。
And His anointing is true.
不是假的。
Not a lie.
我想这些应用的原则可以在很多事上。
And I believe the very principle of application could be applied to many ways.
我当选择什么样的学校呢？
Which school should I choose?
这个我到这边去上学，是不是对我属灵的环境好呢？
If I go to this school, that would that be spiritually profitable for my spirituality?
我是不是要搬家呢？
Should I move?
我搬到一个地方，对我聚会会不会有影响呢？
The place I go, would that have any impact on my meetings with brothers and sisters?
我是不是要换一个工作呢？
Should I change my job?
这个工作会不会影响我聚会呢？
Would the job affect my way of meeting in the church?
会不会影响我的生活呢？
And would that have any influence on my life?
我的属灵的生活呢？
Any impact on my spiritual life?
或者我是不是应当 去看望这个弟兄呢？
Or should I pay a visit to this brother?
或者教会要开始一个事工的服事，我们是不是啊？大家想好就应当去做呢，还是我们需要再等候神再给我们一些的开启呢？
When the church is about to start a new work services, should we just think about it, think it through on our part, or should we wait before the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们不是针对某一个人在讲这些。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'm not specifically talking a certain person.
这是我们每一个人都很容易面临到的一些基本的问题。
Rather, these are the very fundamental issues that each one of us is so easily to encounter.
我们如果愿意的话，我们带到神的面前。
However, if we are willing, we should bring all these matters before God.
圣灵要在恩膏的里面教导我们。
And Holy Spirit will teach us with His anointing.
带领我们来走这条属灵的路。
And he will lead us in this spiritual journey.
那实在说来呢，我们讲了很多这个圣灵他怎样的工作。
Now, frankly speaking, we have been talking about all the various works of the Holy Spirit.
但是当我们真是要来寻求的时候
，But when we really come to the point to seek him,
实在说来不容易。
It's really not easy.
因为我们想要听见圣灵的声音。
Because we try to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们这个人有我们的魂生命。
But we as natural man have our soulish life.
魂的生命也会发出声音。
Even the soulish life would also utter his voice.
你比方讲。
For example.
当某某人来到你面前，他有极大的难处。
When a certain person comes to you with such a great, tremendous problem,
他来到你面前向你诉说的时候
and when this person comes to you and to talk to you about it,
很多的时候我们里面的人被激动起来
Now, very often our inner soul, inner man is stirred up.
我们很容易把这个声音当作是圣灵的声音。
And so easily, we would think this voice would be the voice of the Holy Spirit.
甚至别人的话也成为我们的声音。
And sometimes, even other people's voices would become our own voices.
所以当我们要来寻求神恩膏的教训的时候
So as we come to seek God's anointing,
开始就会有不同的声音在我里面开始涌出来。
We feel that all kinds of verses are gushing out from us.
甚至有我们去请教这些有经验属灵的弟兄们。
Even we might go to consult with those experienced spiritual brothers and sisters.
他来对我们说话。
Now they would speak to us.
我们听了那个话，好像觉得就是圣灵在我里面说话。
And we might feel that, oh, this is the voice of the Holy Spirit after we hear them.
但是我们有没有真实听到圣灵到底怎么说？
But do we really know what the Holy Spirit speaks within us?
这是我们一生要学习的功课。
And this is a lifetime lesson we need to master.
这是一开始弟兄姊妹，我们都会面临的第一个问题。
So this is the very first issue all of us will face at the very beginning as we seek His anointing.
但是感谢神，神是信实的。
But we thank God that He is faithful.
他一定会教导我们。
He for sure will teach us.
让我们听见他的声音。
So that we could hear His voice.
有几方面呢，我们就可以慢慢学习去听到主的声音。
As to hearing the voice of the Lord, we could look at it from different perspectives.
第一方面呢，我觉得大家可能常常会有比较多的经历。
Now the first aspect that is often experienced by all of us.
就是刚刚我们领诗的弟兄所讲的。
And that's what the brother who led the hymn singing said.
我们读主的话的时候。
As we read the Lord's word,
主呢把他的话光照在我们的里面。
The Lord enlightened His word in us.
我们里面有一个感觉呢， 这就是神对我说的话。
And within us, we have this sense, this is what the Lord is saying to me.
为什么我知道这可能是神对我说的话呢？
And why do you know that it's possible, it could be that the Lord is speaking to you?
也许你在礼拜五读经的时候。
Maybe because when you come to the Bible study on Fridays,
诶，你一听这些比较属灵长进的弟兄姊妹们，他们交通出来的跟我在主面前领受的是一样的。
You realize, what those brothers who are more advanced spiritually in the Lord say the same thing as how I feel in my heart.
甚至我们去查考这些属灵的伟人他们所写出来的东西。
Even when we go to search all the spiritual books written by all these spiritual giants,
诶，他写出来的怎么跟我还没有看参考书之前在主面前所默想的是一模一样的。
And you realize how could it be the same as what I think before I even refer to all these books?
或者
Or it could be
当我交通出来的时候
As I fellowship on the word of God,
我里面充满了膏油。
My heart is filled with this anointing.
弟兄姊妹听了之后里面都有一个阿们的声音。
And all the brothers and sisters, after they hear my sharing, they all seem to amen within their hearts.
这个就是从圣灵来的声音。
So we know this is a voice from the Holy Spirit.
这是一个最基本我们能够常常经历到的一个第一方面。
So this is the first aspect as to the anointing, whichthe most fundamental one, and also the very one that all of us could experience very easily.
第二方面
And the second aspect to this,
我们也比较容易能够经历到的
is also rather easily experienced by us.
我们讲错话的时候
Sometimes we say something wrong.
或者我们想要说哪一些话很 funny 的时候，
Sometimes we try to say some funny things.
或者我们做错事情。
Or we make some wrongs.
我们里面非常不舒服。
And we just feel this compunction, very uneasiness in us.
圣灵在我们里面马上责备我们。
Because at that time, the Holy Spirit is actually rebuking you immediately.
我想弟兄姊妹很容易有这种感觉。
And I suppose brothers and sisters often have this kind of experience.
或者我去聚会了之后。
Or it could be that as I go to a meeting.
我这样的穿着合宜吗？
I would sense, is my apparel, the kind of clothing I put on proper?
等等。
Things like this.
我的里面开始有一个声音在我里面说话。
A voice starts speaking within us.
我们有这种感觉。
As we have this kind of sense,
这是圣灵在我们里面开始对我们说话。
We know that the Holy Spirit starts to speak to us.
所以我们不能够轻忽这种。
So let's not belittle all these experiences.
我们对着这些声音，我们要开始去认别这个声音。
As to these voices, we need to start to make a distinguish.
当圣灵开始在我里面有责备的时候，我马上要服下来。
As the Holy Spirit starts to rebuke us, we have to be obedient.
我们要悔改，我们要认罪。
We need to repent. We need to confess our sins.
这样，我们这个敏锐的感觉才不会失去。
So that our this sharp keen sense would not be lost.
还有一点。
And another point,
就是当我们开始要寻求神的旨意。
Is when we are about to seek the purpose of God.
不管为我们自己也好。
Whether it is for our own purpose.
为着我的孩子、我的父母、我的家人。
Or for sake of my children, my family members.
或者为着教会。
Or for the whole church.
当我们要寻找一条可走的路的时候，
As we're seeking the right way, the feasible way to walk in,
弟兄姊妹，这个就慢慢有一点困难。
And brothers and sisters, this is going to be a difficult experience.
但是它的根基跟原则却是不一样。
Even so, the very foundation, the very principle of seeking His anointing changes not.
对 是一样的哈。
It's the same principle.
那因此呢，当我们在学习的时候呢，我只能跟弟兄姊妹讲说，我跟大家一样，我们都在学习。
So as we are learning, all I can say is I'm just like all of you. We're all learning on this anointing together.
而且常常有时候还是判断错误。
And often I just make wrong judgment.
但是呢，你会发觉呢，当你越做与主越往前的时候呢，那个准确度越来越高。
But you will realize that the more you walk with the Lord in this path, the percentage of accuracy would be higher.
那当我们这样跟随主的时候呢？
So as we follow the Lord in this way,
我们属灵的生命就会长进。
Our spiritual life will grow.
好，那我们接下来来交通有几个点可以帮助我们。
Now next, I would like to share a few points as to how we could be helped in this regard.
那我们可以从积极的跟消极的来看。
We could consider this topic from an active way or a passive way.
从积极的呢，我们可以来看最起码有三个地方。
Now actively, we could do and three things in this. Seeking the Lord.
第一个地方就是我们刚刚所读的腓立比书第四章六到七节。
First is from Philippians 4, verse 6 and verse 7.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守。这个保守呢，实在说来是保卫。你们的心怀意念。
Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And this guard is to safeguard, to protect.
这里告诉我们应当一无挂虑。
And the verses teach that be anxious for nothing.
凡事所有的事情。
But in everything, all things.
我们先借着祷告、祈求和感谢带到神面前。
By prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, we just bring all of the issues before God.
这里有一个原则。
And here we see one principle.
也许我们在外面的环境非常的恶劣。
Maybe the outward conditions that we face are really unfavorable, extremely harsh.
或者我们的需要很大。
Or it could be that our needs are so great.
但是这里告诉我们，不要让这些事情成为我们的挂虑。
But the verse teaches that let none of these things become your worry.
只要先带到神面前。
Simply bring them all before God.
这里有一件事告诉我们要完全的信靠神。
So here we know that we need to trust in God entirely.
很多的时候我们这个败坏的天性。
So many times because of our corrupt nature.
我们很容易一方面求告神，一方面自己在想办法。
It is so easy. On the one hand, we seek the Lord, but on the other hand, we're trying to do something by our own efforts.
那我们巴不得呢，我的方法能够成就，神也保佑我，那是一加一。
If only that my ways would work and the Lord would protect me, then it's just like one plus one.
就是好上加好。
Which means good upon good.
但是神不是这样想。
But this is not how the Lord thinks.
我们如果要听见神怎样带领我们，
If we really want to know to hear how the Lord leads us,
我们只能够完全的信靠神。
We could only trust Him entirely.
我们只能够完全的来依靠他。
Wholly lean on him.
弟兄姊妹，这不容易哦。
Brothers and sisters, this is never an easy thing.
我们讲是可以这样讲。
We can talk about it like this way.
但是我们这个魂的生命在我里面的挣扎可是很厉害。
But this struggling from my soulless life is so intense.
所以我们如果能够在这个点上好好学习
So if we are able to learn this lesson on this point
神就要保守我们的心
God is going to guard our hearts
这些外面的重担需要就不会来累住我们的心
All these external needs or burdens will not weigh our hearts down
就不会成为我们魂里面的那个拥滚
It will not become this unrushing disturbance in our souls.
大卫在诗篇第二十七篇的
时候
就是这样。
Psalms 27, David says so.
一生所遭遇的灾难，啊，被扫罗的追杀不晓得有多少次。
All the afflictions and the extent that Saul was seeking his life.
但是他学会了一件事情。
They were simply numerous, but there is one thing David had mastered.
在第八节那里。
And we could read in Psalm 27:8.
他说：“你们当，他说在那里说，你说你们当寻求我的面，那时我心向你说，耶和华啊，你的面我正寻求。”
David says in verse 8, "When you said, 'Seek my face,' my heart." Said to you, Your face, Lord, I will seek.
然后你如果再往第九节一直读到最后面，你就看到大卫遭遇苦难，从小他就被他的父母所厌弃的人。
And if you continue to read from verse 9 on to the end, you will see that David from his youth was rejected by his parents.
但是他的心已经学会一个重要的功课。
But his heart.Had already learned this very crucial lesson.
不叫外面的这些事阻隔了他的眼目仰望神。
He would not allow all these external things to hinder him from seeing the sight of God.
这是第一个。
And this is the first point.
第二个方面，我们回到罗马书第八章。
Now, second point is, we need to come back to Romans 8.
罗马书第八章那里告诉我们。
And as Romans 8 teaches here,
随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事。
Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh.
体贴肉体的啊，就是体啊，随从圣灵的，就是体贴圣灵的事。
Now those who live according to the Spirit set the minds on the things of the Spirit.
这个体贴呢，还有其他中文的翻译本呢，翻译成思念。
This set your mind could be translated as to ponder, as other Chinese versions would say.
那你如果去查考那个中文的字典的话呢？你会看见中文字典翻这个 mindful 是翻成深切的注意。
But if you check it out with a Chinese dictionary, this mindful has the meaning of intensely focusing on something.
那换句话说呢，当我们要寻求圣灵的引导的时候呢？
To put it another way, as we seek to the leading of the Holy Spirit,
我们是不是常常把我们的心转向主，说主啊，这件事我已经交托给你，到底你现在心意怎么样
？Do we often turn our hearts unto the Lord and saying, Lord, I have committed this very issue to you. What is your mind on this issue?
主，求你对我说话。
Lord, speak to me.
我们的心思乃是注意到主。
Our minds should be focused on the Lord Himself.
主就要在圣灵里面来引导我们。
Then the Lord will lead us in His Spirit.
很多的时候呢，我们因着外面的需要， 外面的难处或者所要面临要解决的问题呢，一直在那里思考。
Because so often we just set our mind, we ponder intently focusing on all these external loads of burdens, problems.
思考到一个地步呢，让我们觉得说这就是我的负担。
And we would be doing things like this to such an extent that we feel that, well, this is my burden.
这就是主对我说的话。
This must be what the Lord wants to say to me.
但是弟兄姊妹，很多时候这很容易是因为我们太过于专注事的本身，而造成了圣灵没办法发出声音，而这个声音乃是从魂里面发出来的。
Brothers and sisters, so often we are so focused on the issues themselves that prohibit the Holy Spirit to voice His will. And so actually all the voices we think that's from the Holy Spirit is actually from our soulish life.
讲一个例子。
So let me share an example with you.
很久以前呢，有一个弟兄生一个病。
Now long ago, this brother had this illness.
全教会都为他祷告。
So the whole church was praying for him.
许多的弟兄姊妹祷告得很迫切。
Many brothers and sisters prayed for this brother so feverishly.
我们也都为他祷告。
And we all pray for him.
然后我们盼望主真是能够医治我们的弟兄。
We really hope that the Lord would heal our brother.
然后有一次祷告会的时候。
And at one prayer meeting,
我在那里的听弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，突然间灵里面有一个感觉。
As I was hearing the prayers from all the brothers and sisters, all of a sudden in my spirit, I have this sense.
这一个病呢，不至于死。
The sickness will not cause death.
虽然当事人觉得他要死了，
although even the person in question felt himself was going for sure to die,
但是里面突然间有一个感觉呢，这个病不仅不至于死呢，并且是为着这个弟兄属灵的益处。
But within me, I have this feeling that not only would this illness cause him to die, but also it's for his spiritual good.
所以呢，当大家又为这个弟兄祷告的时候，我里面就发出一个声音说：“主啊，感谢你，愿你的旨意成就。”
So as all the brothers and sisters are praying for this brother, but I just uttered my voice saying, "Lord, I thank you. Let your will be done in him."
弟兄姊妹那时候听起来觉得莫名其妙。
And all the brothers and sisters heard my prayer and just felt this is so out of place.
但是过了几个月以后，
But several months passed.
弟兄病慢慢好起来。
Our brother was actually getting better.
因着病好起来，人的精神就好起来。
Because he was physically better, so he's more invigorated now.
也不再想他会死了。
No longer would he dwell upon the fact that how he would soon die.
感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
灵里面被复兴起来。
His spirit was actually being revived.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一个奇妙的事情。
So brother and sister, this is not something too wonderful.
这乃是这里告诉我们的。
But this is exactly what the verses teach here.
我们心思是不是常常转向主说，主啊，这件事到底如何？
Do we often turn our minds onto the Lord and ask Him, Lord, what's your mind on this matter?
而不是一直注意到这个事的本身。
Don't focus on the very issue itself.
好，我们只能交通到这里。
All right, we could only fellowship on this point.
然后接下来我们看。还有一点呢，能够很多帮助我们的。
And I have to continue on as to other points that would help us.
那就是我们实在说来，必须要熟悉神的话。
That is, we have to be versed in God's word.
因为当我们熟悉神的话的时候
，Only when we are versed in God's word,
圣灵很容易借着他的话就 把他所要告诉我们的很快就启示出来。
Then the Holy Spirit will be able to reveal to us through His Word much easily.
我们可以看一下《使徒行传》。
Let's consider Acts now.
《使徒行传》第十一章。
Chapter 11.
这里乃是讲到彼得呢，到哥林牛家呢，然后跟他们传福音，很快圣灵就降到他们的身上。
Here is the passage about that Peter went to the house of Cornelius, and very soon the Holy Spirit came upon the whole household.
然后在十六节。
So here we're going to read verse 16.
好，十五节好了。
Starting from verse 15.
这个我一开讲，这个我是指的彼得说的。
And as I began to speak, I is Peter.
圣灵便降在他们身上，正像当初降在我们身上一样。
The Holy Spirit fell upon them as upon us at the beginning.
我就想起主的话说，约翰是用水施洗，但你们要受圣灵的洗。
Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
神既然给他们恩赐，像在我们信主耶稣基督的时候给了我们一样，我是谁能拦阻神呢？
If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?
众人听见这话就不言语了，只归荣耀与神，说这样看来神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命。
When they heard these things, they became silent, and they glorified God, saying, Then God has also
叫他们悔改
granted to the Gentiles repentance to life.
这里呢彼得他到哥林牛家。
Here Peter went to the house of Cornelius.
弟兄姊妹知道彼得神怎样向他启示。
Brothers and sisters, do you know how God revealed a vision to Peter?
然后彼得对主说呢，主啊，这些不洁净的我从来没吃过。
And Peter said to the Lord, Lord, none of these unclean things ever enter into my mouth.
然后他突然间到了哥林牛家传了福音，圣灵就降到这全家人的身上。
And after Peter went to Cornelius' house, and after he preached the gospel, all of a sudden the Holy Spirit came upon the whole household of the Cornelius.
彼得的心完全被打开了。
And then Peter, at this moment, his heart was totally opened.
在这之前，他总以为救恩不过是给这些神的选民犹太人而已。
Before this incident, Peter thought that God's salvation was solely for the Jews chosen by God.
他到哥林牛家是不合宜的。
So it's not fitting for him to go to the house of Cornelius.
但是当他看见圣灵荣耀的工作的时候，
But as Peter saw the glorious work of the Holy Spirit,
圣灵突然间把主的话重新说了一遍。
The Holy Spirit all of a sudden re-spoke the words of the Lord to Peter.
他当初以为他已经明白主的话。
Peter at first thought that he had already understood God's word.
因为主耶稣明明告诉他们，约翰是用水施洗，但是你们要受圣灵的洗。
Because the Lord Jesus had already said to them, John indeed baptized with water, but you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
很简单的话。
Simple words.
并且他们也经历了。
And also they had experienced it themselves.
但是那个范围不过是那么狭小，在犹太人中间。
However, the sphere of their experience is very narrow, limited among all the Jews.
突然间
，Suddenly，
圣灵降临，把神荣耀的工作带进外邦人的时候。
The Holy Spirit came down and also ushered in His work in the midst of the Gentiles.
这一句话在他的心中马上又一现。
So this verse reappeared in his heart.
并且他现在完全明白这句话的意思。
Now he totally understood what the whole verse actually meant.
同样的。
Now likewise.
我们常常以为我们 要寻求主。
We often feel that we need to seek the Lord.
我们以为主会突然间在我里面说话。
We would always feel that the Lord would suddenly speak to our hearts.
是的，主可以用各种办法。
Yes, indeed, with various ways, the Lord could do so.
但是呢，有一个最保险的方法。
The safest way.
就是神借着他的话在对我说话。
Is God will speak to us through His word.
所以我们如果常常来读主的话，亲近主。
So if only we could often draw ourselves to God and study His word.
弟兄姊妹，圣灵要对我们说话就很容易。
Then brothers and sisters, it will be much easier for the Holy Spirit to speak to us.
并且神说出来的话呢，就像希伯来书第四章那里所讲的。
And also, the word God speaks to us in such a way will be just like the verse in Hebrews.
神的道如同两刃的利剑。
That the word of God is a double-edged sword.
他要将我们的灵与魂、骨节与骨髓赤裸的破开。
Piercing even to the division of the soul and body to the bone and marrow. And also is a discerner of the intent and thoughts of our heart.
很多时候我们不晓得到底我要做的事或者我想要寻求的是出于我的魂还是出于神的呢？
Many times we really don't know the things we're seeking after and the things that we try to do, are they actually from the Lord or from our soul?
我们常常在那里挣扎，在那里很难受的时候。
So we are often struggling, we're often in a grind.
主的话就好像两刃的利剑一样。
Then at this time, the Lord's word would become like a double-edged sword.
一切进去呢，一破开，马上知道这意念是出于我自己，或者确实是从神来的。
It will cut it through and divide, and you will know that whether the things you're thinking is from yourselves or from God.
弟兄姊妹，这是很宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, precious is this.
还有一个方面呢，就是说，如果我们还不放心，是不是出于我们魂自己的？
Now there is another point. If we are still not sure whether this is from God, the Lord, or from our soul,
我们可以不用急躁。
Now we don't have to be restless and discontented.
再等候几天。
Just wait further on, few more days.
或者等候一两个礼拜。
Or even 1-2 weeks.
很多时候出于魂的东西会很快就慢慢沉淀下来。
Now many times that which is from your soul will soon sink down.
那一个负担呢，很快就会没有。
And the burden you have will soon fade away.
如果那一个负担仍然在我们的心中。
However, if the same burden continues to be in your heart,
从圣灵来的机会就更大。
Then the chance that this burden is from the Holy Spirit is greater.
所以学习等候的功课是不容易。
So the lesson to wait on the Lord is not easy.
因为很多事情我们想做的时候，在我们的脑海已经想了那么久了。
Many times, the things we really want to do, since it has been dwelling in our head for such a long time,
一套的计划在我的脑筋里面不晓得演练了几遍了。
The whole gamut of schemes, I don't know how many times I have been processed over and over in my brain.
不会有问题的。
It's going to be like this. There will be no problems.
但是，如果是出于魂的这种激动，我们如果不要再去想它，多等个一段日子呢，他如果沉淀下去了，那就不是了。
But this kind of stirring in our mind, if it does come from your soul life, then if you can wait for a while, that it would very readily simply goes down.
好，时间已经差不多了哈，那我们再把几点那个消极方面我们要避免的，就简单的告诉弟兄姊妹。
Well, our time is almost up. So, as to the passive ways to learn the anointing, I can only quickly just mention them.
第一个, 圣经告诉我们, 在帖撒罗尼迦, 前书呢, 第五章19节那里告诉我们, 不要消灭圣灵的感动。
In 1 Thessalonians 5:19, we read that do not quench the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵在我们里面感动我们的时候,
when the Holy Spirit is moving us in our hearts,
我们学习顺服,
let's learn to obey.
再说我们可能常常会出错,
let me say it again, often we make mistakes.
但是我们慢慢每一件事都去顺服的时候, 我们时间过去, 圣灵会教导我们什么才是真正他的声音。
But if in everything we learn to obey him, then the Holy Spirit will teach us as to the real voice from him.
如果我们等候了一阵子, 这个感动一直在我们的心中,
now, if after we have been waiting for the Lord and the same burden continues to be in our hearts,
我们就在主面前小心地去做,
then we simply would do this thing, that perform, work out the burden very carefully before the Lord.
所以不要消灭圣灵的感动。
Therefore, do not quench the Spirit.
如果我们习惯消灭圣灵的感动, 圣灵 再发声音来,
if we are so used to quench the Holy Spirit, even if the Holy Spirit does speak to us, we will not receive this nudging from him.
第二方面,
now the second thing is not to grieve the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. There we read,
圣灵带领我们走一生的道路,
the Holy Spirit has been leading us in all our life.
当我们做错事的时候,
and if we are making mistakes, the Holy Spirit is warning inside us.
但是我们可以硬着心,
but we could harden our hearts.
这时候就是叫圣灵开始担忧,
and this is the time when you grieve the Holy Spirit.
他为着我们的好处,
it is for our good that the Holy Spirit comes to remind us.
但是当我们觉得心中这件事情不好做,
but if we have this feeling that this is not an easy thing to do in our heart,
但是我们仍然要去做,
and we still want to do it,
圣灵就开始在我们里面给我一个叹息在那里忧伤,
then the Holy Spirit within us would utter his sighing, and he is grieved.
所以我们有这种感觉的时候, 我们是不是重新停下来在主面前再有一点思考呢?
Now, if we have this kind of feeling that will we pause here and think it through before the Lord again?
主要重新对我们说话,
because the Lord wants to speak to us anew.
然后最后有一个很重要的点,
now last is although it's the last, but it's a very crucial point,
我们要维持一个清洁的良心,
that we have to have an conscience without offense.
保罗一生呢, 在君王的面前, 在这些教会的领袖面前做见证,
throughout his life, Paul bore witness before kings, before the leaders of the church.
他说他在神, 在人面前, 藏存一个无愧的良心。
And he said that before God, before man, he always had this blameless conscience.
是先在神面前,
first, before God.
在人面前,
next, before man.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候,
when we are saved by his grace,
我们的良心已经完全被洁净,
our conscience is totally cleansed.
我们必须要维持住那一个清洁,
but we have to keep that cleanness.
有一个弟兄这样告诉我们,
now a brother once told us this,
我们的良心是一个灵里面一个很重要的一个功用,
now our conscience has this very essential function within us.
神呢, 任何的光呢, 照到我们灵的深处呢, 就是透过我们的良心。
Any light from God, for any light from God to enlighten in our heart, it is through this conscience in our spirit.
这个良心呢, 就是我们灵里面的窗户。
Actually, this conscience serves as the inner window in us.
我们不能够让这个窗户呢, 就好像古代的时候, 你知道, 很多家人家里面的那时候没有抽油烟机啊，厨房旁边的那个窗户。
You know, in old time, that many people's house would not have the kitchen fan like we had, like we have nowadays. So in those families, their windows
沾满了油烟。
Their windows were stained with smoke and grease.
所以呢，太阳光呢，已经根本都照不进来。
Therefore, there's no way for the sunlight to shine through.
这个就是没有维持一个清洁的良心。
So it's pretty much a metaphor for not keeping a blameless conscience.
当神要对我们说话的时候
，So when God wants to speak to us.
我们如果维持一个清洁的一个良心
，If we have this conscience without offense.
那神的光很容易就进到我们灵的深处。
Then the light from the Lord can so readily come into the very depths of our spirit.
那良心呢，最主要功用呢，就是跟我们的所做的事情的是非有关系。
And those crucial functions of conscience has to do with the right or wrong of the things we do.
所以我们在主面前那个做错事情，我们需要马上悔改，求主耶稣基督的宝血重新洁净我们。
So if we commit wrongs right away, we have come before God to ask for forgiveness through the precious blood.
宝血不单单只是我们得救的时候需要。
So His precious blood is not only needed at the time when we're first saved.
宝血在我们一生跟随主的路上更是需要。
But throughout the journey as we follow the Lord, it's even more needed.
所以我们巴不得我们都能够常常更多的取用主的宝血来洁净我们。
So we hope that we could all often draw on the blood of our Lord to cleanse us.
但是不是存着一个随便的态度。
But we should never come with such a cavalier casual attitude.
那我们交通这一些呢，最主要就是让我们可以在主面前，当我们学习要明白神怎样在我们身上带领，要明白他的旨意的时候，这是一些原则。
Now the reason I share all this with you is to let you know that all the very basic principles as we learn to seek the anointing of Him and to seek His will.
再说呢，这是一生的功课。
Now let me repeat it again. This is a lifetime lesson.
我曾经认识一位年长的弟兄。
I once knew this older brother in the Lord.
他跟我在有一次信息的里面。
In one message service.
他已经八十几岁了。
He was over 80 years old.
那在他一生的见证里面，可以看到主在他身上是在无数的带领呢，非常的奇妙，并且他能够明白的很准确。
That in him, I could see that there were so many amazing leading of the Lord, and also this brother always had this accurate.Understanding of the Lord's leading.
但是他仍然谦卑地说，他还在学习。
He was so humble to say that, "Oh, I am still learning."
因为很多时候还是出差错。
Because sometimes I make mistakes.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们都有一颗愿意学习的心。
Brothers and sisters, if only we all have this heart willing to learn.
但是也不要让。有时候我们遇到了一些错误而感到挫折。
But don't be frustrated, as often we make many mistakes.
主乐意带领我们。
Because it is a good pleasure to lead us on.
愿主成就他荣耀的工作在我们身上。
May the Lord fulfill His glorious work in us.
好，我们再有一点祷告。
Shall we have a further word of prayer?
主，我们实在把这些话交托在恩主的手中。
Lord, we simply commit all this word into our gracious Lord.
愿你亲自来对人说话。
May you yourself speak to man.
你是这一位做工的主。
You're the Lord who works.
你从起初拯救我们。
From the, at the very beginning, you save us.
你就要拯救我们到底。
And you will save us to the very end.
甚至让我们看见啊，你在我们身上从来没有放弃过。
Lord, let us see that you have never given up on us.
你仍然等候有一批人能够回转，把心向着你。
You are still waiting for people that they would return, they would commit their hearts to you.
但愿我们都有一颗心愿像大卫一样。
If only we all had this heart as David.
耶和华，你的面我正寻求。
Lord, your face that I will seek.
你的面我正寻求。
I will seek your face.
也求你让我们寻见。
Oh Lord, may you be sought by us.
祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.